Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The 20th annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale happens Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. The sale will be held at 5 p.m. in the Super Barn Sale Arena, offering 50 elite Angus lots. You can attend the sale in person or view and bid online on liveauction.tv. For more information about the Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. For a catalog, go to mcsauction.com.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Well, another eventful day for cattle futures. They were sharply higher across the board. We had the front month December live cattle, 139.40, up 92 cents. That's a new high for this move, and I believe it's a new high for the life of the December contract going into the final days here. February, we're $1.32 higher at 140.72. The April's $1.37 higher at 145.32. There was some 138 to 140 cash trade yesterday, so that was a little bit higher than last week. We started off expecting 140 this week. Maybe some people disappointed, but overall that's a good sign and enough to lift the futures. The feeder cattle were up even more. January's 232 higher at 165.87. The March is 282 higher at 168.05. So we're touching the highs from the beginning of March for the March contract. If you go out there in August, they closed at 181.32, which was $1.37 higher, and that's a new high for that contract. And it's like a $6 or $7 rally over the last week or so for the August feeders. So we have seen some hedging interest here at 180 plus. Makes sense. That's the highest the contract's been. A lot of interest there. And then the hogs today were anywhere from 40 to $1.20 higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Today's grain futures were mixed. We had corn anywhere from a quarter cent lower to about 2 to 4 higher. The March front month was up 3/4 at 605.5. The May up 1/4 at 606.75. The beans were 2 3/4 lower in January at 1356.5. March is up 3/4 at 1368. The July next year up 2.5 at 1382. Chicago wheat 1 to 4 higher, with July up 1 3/4 at 785.5. Kansas City July was down 1 1/4, 819.25. The Minneapolis wheat was anywhere from unchanged to 9.5 higher. Now, the market was expecting some rainfall for the hard red winter wheat belt, and there was some in a pretty big area, but I don't know how much actually occurred in terms of quantity. So it doesn't look like that's going to be all that big of an event, a bearish event. The market kind of shrugged that news off as well. The cotton futures today were up anywhere from 2 to 294, with March, which is the front month, up 294 at 112.99. The July was up 201 at 107.32. Now, keep in mind that new crop cotton next year, December, is 91.65, up 35. That's a 20-cent discount from the March contract on the new crop cotton.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.